What's going on, guys? It's your boy Big Baby Steve. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, thank you again for playing that play button and downloading the episode. It means a whole bunch to me. I know I say it every time, but it's true. It really does mean a lot to me. Thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed the last podcast, which was the recap of Super Bowl 55 with Brady and the Buccaneers against Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. I've heard a couple of feedback here and there about the whole situation, but, you know, I said what I said, and I'm pretty much sticking by it. And I've heard some of the sports analyzers that come on the mornings and do the TV shows, and they kind of said the same thing I said even before they, you know, I even started watching them to hear what their reaction was to the Super Bowl. And a lot of them were saying the exact same thing that I was saying. So, you know, I think I should have my own sports show myself, but that's just me. But in all seriousness, guys, thanks for tuning in again. This episode is me and my girlfriend Kat. We're talking about, do we regret our exes, and would we invite them to our wedding in the future if we were to have one? And it was a pretty cool podcast. It was a really cool discussion. I was not surprised, but I guess I was. I thought maybe I was going to get a different answer from Kat, but I didn't. But I think she already knew what my answer was going to be, in a way. And I think we surprised each other in a way. So it's a good discussion. I truly enjoy doing this podcast with her. So, you know, guys, I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Guys, stay safe. It snowed yesterday. I'm uploading this right now on a Thursday. It's like 4 p.m. right now. I'm doing the intro. This strong snow last night. I didn't know it was supposed to snow. I'm so glad I didn't get my car washed, because that would have been a waste of time. So, you know, bananas. But I hope everyone is staying safe. I hope everyone is shoveling and salting and making sure you're getting to work. You know what I'm saying? Check in on everybody. You know what I'm saying? After this little snowstorm that we had, make sure you're checking in with your family and friends. You know, that's important. Don't just forget about them. Check in on them. Send them a text. Call them. It doesn't take that much time. Literally takes 5 seconds. 5 to 10 seconds. You know what I'm saying? So, hope you guys are enjoying this winter. We got some snow. So, you know, again, check in on each other. But, all right, guys. I hope everyone enjoys this episode. Stay safe. Let's get right to it. This episode, do we regret our exes? Let's find out. Alrighty, guys. Thanks for tuning into the episode. I got my special guest, my girlfriend, Kat. We were just talking about, do you regret your exes? And I thought this was an interesting conversation. I thought, you know, let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So there's a two-part. This is two parts. It's number one, do you regret your exes? And then we'll go into, would you have a problem if your significant other's ex came to your wedding, future wedding, or if you are already married, would you have been upset if your partner's ex came to the wedding? So, you know, I want to see where we go with this. So first of all, you let me know, Kat, where, like,
you don't call me Kat.
But they gotta know your name.
I'm babe to you.
Okay. All right, let's go. Let's try this again. All right, babe.
You broke my heart when I heard you say Kat.
I forget we can't use real names, because your real name is Babe now.
Yeah, or Baby.
Mm-hmm. So, what got you started on this conversation? How did you pick up on this conversation before you brought it up to me?
Oh, I was driving home with my cousin Nelly. And I honestly don't know how we got to it, but we did. Like, we talk about a lot of stuff. But we started talking about it, and then she kind of, like the vibes we had in the car, I was like, dang, like, I wish he was in here, because, like, you say some good stuff. Like, when we were talking in general, like, it would have been, like, cool that, you know, to have you in it. So then I brought it up to you and talked to you about it.
Yeah, so my thoughts, so I want to get your perspective. Do you regret your ex?
No.
You don't regret?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So And for people, like, I know people out there, like, wow, you don't regret your ex? That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I've because, gotten it.
Because I, for people who don't know, you would say it wasn't the greatest relationship.
No, it wasn't.
But you still don't regret it. So I know a lot of people would be like, wow, you don't regret a, you know, it's one thing to regret, not regret a good relationship. And then I know to other people, it's like, oh, why wouldn't you regret a bad relationship? But I'm on you on the same page, because I don't regret my either of my exes either, as well, because I feel like they bring some sort of experience to you. This guy in front of us isn't moving. Jesus Christ!
Literally.
I don't know if the if you guys picked up that horn. That was me horning at this guy in front of us to move. Like Jesus, like it's a green arrow saying like that's one thing if the whole light was green, but it's literally a specific green arrow that says go for us to turn, and he wants to take forever.
Sitting probably on his phone, but
yeah, he's on his probably on his phone on TikTok or something. Facts, he pulling over, he mad. But yeah, so I definitely don't because I feel like they bring an experience to all of us. You know what I'm saying? And for the ones who do regret it, I can definitely understand if it was a really bad relationship, I can understand you regretting it. But if it was just a normal relationship where you guys just fell out of love, or even if they did you dirty, you know what I'm saying? Even if they did you dirty or made you feel some type of way, I feel like, yes, it's okay to, be upset about it, but at some point you gotta forgive in a way, because if you don't, they're just gonna keep, it's just gonna be pestering you at some point. So, you know, that's why I've never, like, I've told Kat, I've shown her some of my exes. I still have some of them on my, like, that follow me on social media and stuff like that, and I follow them. And, you know, at no point do I go like, oh, I hope, you know, I'm never like, oh, I hope
you don't wish anything bad.
Yeah, I don't be like, oh, I hope that bitch, that, you know, that doesn't go for them. Like, I'm like, oh, that's nice. If they have something good going on for them, I'm glad. I hope it goes well.
Oh, you know, sorry, what I'm saying? Don't forget about your speed here.
Oh, yeah. Can't get a ticket.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah, it wasn't, like you said, like, not a lot of people know about it. I don't really talk about it with a lot of people, but it's not that I, like, yay, like, I'm super happy, you know, I got done dirty, but it really taught me to know what I deserve as a female in, like, in a relationship, and then also, and bring a better, like, also teach me how to be a better girlfriend as well, because it wasn't like I was perfect either, but it, like, taught me how to treat you in a better way, like, and, you know, the do's and nots, and, like, you know, what things I tolerate, what things I should, you know, should bring up that bothers me. And I think it works, like, with us, at least, and talking about it. And it's funny, because even when we first, like, we're just talking, we didn't even, like, see anything going with it. We brought up our exes, and we talked about it, and we talked about everything in the beginning.
Yeah, I feel like when those situations happen from you, when you're in those relationships, you're building each other up in a way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it doesn't feel like that when it first happens, especially if the relationship, you know, doesn't end well. It doesn't feel, you feel like in a way you wasted time, you know what I'm saying? You feel like you waste, but you really didn't. All you did was gain experience and learn from it. Now you know, like you said, you know the do's and don'ts, but you also know the signs. Mm-hmm. The signs when something's wrong, the signs when you're like, this isn't right. You know, for a fact, like you said, what you'll tolerate and what you wouldn't tolerate type situation. And I think because of our exes, we definitely need that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I was also talking about, even if I saw them, like, for some people, they'll see their exes and they'll just come, they'll hide, they'll completely, they'll walk by them and completely ignore them. They will, right out the gate, start talking shit about them while they're around them. And stuff like that. And I never understood that. It's like, you're not gaining anything. Even if that person did you dirty, you're not gaining anything. Because now, in a way, I feel like you're stooping to their level in that situation. If you're trying to hide, or if you're ignoring them, or if you just start talking shit about them while they're around you, I feel like that, like, all you did was stoop to their level.
But it's more of, like, because they're hurt, though. I never take it, like, I don't... I don't ever take it serious in a way when people do that, or like when I hear like my friends or like, you know, in general, the oh, like F them and that's why his dick was small, or like vice versa, like when the guy's like, oh, that's why she was ugly. But then I turn to them and I'm like, okay, but didn't you date her? And then they stay quiet. And then it's like, but like I know it's the hurt and not the actual situation itself, because at one point in time you did love them, and that's okay that you loved them and you gave them love, but it's just that you didn't know, but you were giving love to the wrong person. It doesn't mean that it was fake. It doesn't mean that you didn't love them or they didn't love you. It's just like it was to the wrong person, so it wasn't the person that you were supposed to give it to.
Yeah, I don't. When I hear that, I go, you know what? That makes sense. You know, if you're with the wrong person, it makes sense that the love that you gave, I don't want people to think that it didn't go anywhere. Like, oh, I gave all this love to this person, and then I wasted it. I wasted all this love. And in a way, you did it, because in a way, you showed them how they should be treated as well. Mm-hmm. So maybe in the future, they don't see that now, but maybe in the future, they go, damn, like, I'm not supposed to be treated this way. I should have definitely be treated differently. I should definitely... and then they'll remember you from their past relationship, go like, damn, that's how I should be treated. Like, mm-hmm. That was real love. That was, you know... And they'll feel bad, you know what I'm saying? And maybe they'll come back and they'll be like, hey, can I get a second chance or something like that? Or maybe they'll definitely look for the right person in the future and go, okay, this is what I'm looking for. And you're not it right now, so sorry. And I can see that as well. Okay, we're just gonna... These buses, wow. This threw me into a whole new lane.
Mind you, didn't
even see you. But yeah, so... That's how I feel about it. I don't, like I was talking, I don't regret it at all. And if I were to see my exes in public and they said hi to me, I would just stir up a conversation. I told Kat, I don't see them as enemies or friend. I see them as that neutral zone. Like, right before you started talking to your ex, before y'all got into that little neutral zone where you just, like, you're saying, hi, how's it going? You know what I'm saying? Before you knew there was something there. That's where I see all my exes, the ones that have done me dirty, and the ones that we just knew that we weren't right for each other, and we just called it quits. I would be like, hey, how's it going? You know what I'm saying? How's your mom? Is this going well? Is that going well? I know you had this in plans. How did that go? And I just keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like when you do that, in a way, even if the ex doesn't feel like it, but like it feels like you didn't get one up on me. You know what I'm saying? Even if you did me dirty, I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to take it as like, damn, I'm going to be sad, or I'm going to hold this grudge against you. It's like, okay, you did me dirty, cool. I'm show you that, you know, you missed out. So I'm going to talk to you and, you know, congratulate you on whatever you're doing. And then if something's wrong, you should, if you should feel bad, you feel bad. Like, oh, damn, I didn't know that happened to you. I feel bad that happened to you. And then, but yeah, definitely not have any anger towards them. So then here's the question, second part to the question, since we don't regret our exes, mm-hmm. How do you feel about when we do get married, would you feel weird about them coming, like would you feel weird if my exes came to the wedding, one of them, not all of them, just say one of them, I found them and they're like, oh hey, I heard you got engaged and you're getting married, you know what I'm saying, like, well, you know, can I come or whatever? And I'd be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I would, of course, correlate that with you and see how you feel about it. But how would you feel about it?
First of all, my cheeks hurt because I started smiling real hard because you said when we get married, not if we get married. So
oh, snap.
You distracted me when you said when. That's why I kept looking at you. You were like, and I'm just smiling.
We got to do it now because it's on record at this point.
What?
I can't even look stupid on the thing. So no matter what happens, we gotta get married now.
First of all, you can't tie me down because you put it on a podcast.
This podcast is gonna be lived on forever. Like, this recording is gonna be on forever.
Forever, and I hope so.
Yeah,
it's a good podcast. I honestly don't know. It's like I told you, like if for right now, because you got me on record, I will consider it. It's not a yes and it's not a no, only because I would want to like be 100% sure there's nothing like bad blood. Like, it could be like, you know, she could be one way with you, right, and then have different intentions for me to get at me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, because she, you know, she could either be mad or feel some type of way, because there's some girls in their minds literally think that like that they got stolen out of a boyfriend, even though y'all were, you know, broken up. Right. Like, in their mindset, they were, oh, that should have been me. You know what I mean? So, it depends. So, maybe. Not a no, not a yes. Would I initially want that to happen? No. I want to be like, yay, like, my baby, he's asking his ex to come over. Like, But it's not like I don't feel jealous or I don't feel, you know, any type of way, or I just never thought of that to, never thought in my mind to be like, oh, yeah, you know, I think it would be nice if his ex came. I did say, I have said, that I really wish to, like, see them. Well, we have bumped into some, but I wish to be, like, to thank them, like, a thousand, actually, yes, you can bring them. Yeah.
You're doing the nigga speech at the wedding, but like,
yes, I literally, you saw the light bulbs, you see, like,
I've seen the car lit up.
They like, can. Yes, they can. Cause I want to thank them. That's the best way to do it at the wedding. And be like, get my little fork. And be like, ding, 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 ding.
Oh my god.
And then I'd be like, I would like, you would have to tell me their names. I'd be like, can you guys stand up real quick? And then I'll thank them for being stupid. And so I know it wasn't their fault though, cause you were supposed to be with me anyways.
Yeah.
So it's not because they were being stupid. They gave you a shitty experience until meeting me, but
right,
it's not their fault that it didn't work out. So
that's fair enough. Now, how I feel about it,
it's funny because I literally turned over to ask you. Be honest.
To be honest, like, a part of me would be feel weird because, you know, the relationship, what I've heard about the relationship, like, it wasn't the greatest one. So I would feel kind of weird in a way.
Yeah.
But the pettiness in me,
oh my god,
would be like, yeah, bring him along. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Let me size him up. You know what I'm saying? Let me stand next to him so he could be like, damn, that's what a real man look like. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, you know, not throwing shots. It's just that's my, where my mindset goes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then the whole thing would be like, oh, this is what you missed out on. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Okay.
Not to rub it in, but thanks,
but,
my
but
guy.
But I'm a kisser writer for
right.
You. You're out of pocket.
But I, even then, in all seriousness, I don't think I would. I don't think I'd mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if, you know, as long as, my thing is, if your ex or my exes were going to come, they have to know, they have to be on their best behavior. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't come in and get blackout drunk and act a fool. Or you can't come and then decide to, you know, start giving attitude to the significant other.
Or saying things, you know?
Yeah, or trying to say sexual things just to get a rise out of either the groomsmen or the bride. Because at that point, you're just trying to ruin a happy moment, a happy time. And the worst part is, for most weddings, the bride usually does most of the work. So it just sucks to know.
Not for us.
Right. But it would suck for the bride to do all that work. And then they has the courtesy to invite you into that day. And be like, hey, I just worked the last year or two for this moment and this day to go perfectly. Which I don't think, you know, that's why I don't think we would really, like, I wouldn't put all that on you. Like, I would try to make it as simple as possible.
Thanks.
But
plus, I don't want an extravagant. That's another episode. So.
You don't
want
to strive a good wedding?
We could talk about that in a different episode.
But I wouldn't want that to happen where they're like, damn, yeah, you could come, I'm being friendly, I'm being courteous, and then you come, and it's like a spit to the face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you start making smart remarks or you start trying to make, like, insider jokes with the groomsmen or the bride, it's like, okay, yeah. Like...
Well, there's a lot of ways. Like for instance, in your end, if you did, and I'm like, okay, like, if I'm a little hesitant and I still do it, obviously you would have the conversation with her, not me, and then she comes dressed in white or black, like, just things that obviously females know how to piss off a wedding.
Right, yeah.
And I don't know about guys, like, I don't really know how guys would ruin another guy's wedding, but I'm saying.
But that's the thing. I think with guys, it'll be different. I think guys, they would dress nicely for effect.
Okay.
But I think it's the looks. I think when you've been
looking at me.
Yeah, I think, like, when you've been in a relationship with somebody for a while, you recognize a look, and a look means a certain vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, a certain look means, like, oh, you look sexy. Like, you know, our look means, our guys who give, you know, a certain look, like, oh, I'm trying to, like, when you were in that relationship, like, oh, I'm trying to fuck. Like, what's up? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then I give it to you now during this wedding because you look so beautiful and everything. And they're like, and then I think that destroys the way, because even though I don't see it and I don't know what those looks mean. You do. So in a way, it's kind of like disrespecting both of us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because now it puts you in a weird position.
I love how we are. We just say, either you read my mind or we just say it to each other. I would be like, I'll tell him, like, you gotta handle something real quick.
And I think at that point, I would be like, all right, it's time for you to go. You know what I mean? It wouldn't matter if it was my ex or your ex. I'd be like, it's time for you to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you, unfortunately, you're not family. You're not friends. You know what I'm saying? So you don't get the 1, 2, 3 strikes. Yeah. You get one strike. That's it. You fuck up the first time, you got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Because if I let you slide on one thing, then it's going to escalate, especially if we have alcohol and stuff at the wedding. Like, you're gonna get drunk at some point. So now all these feelings that you've been trying to hide and the things that you've been discreetly saying with a little, when people say something that has like a backhand comment, yeah, type sip, like now those come out more bluntly.
Yep.
Because now the alcohol has taken away your filter system.
Which is funny because I always swear, like, when people are drunk, well, it depends on the situation. Like, for this one would be, they use the alcohol as like, okay, it's my armor, like, he can't, you know, now he can't, like, I'm brave now, mm-hmm, to say it, and then they don't think anything wrong with it, and it's just, this is gonna be so bad, especially with you.
Fuck.
I'd be like,
because unfortunately for them, if they act up, then it's just like, okay, I acted up, my bad, or, you know, I got the best of them. But for us, it'd be like, damn, you really ruined this whole day. Even though it was something, it could have been something small, but it was like, okay, you really just try to ruin this whole day. So, like, I'd rather...
Then you think about that, or imagine if, like, then we start arguing on our wedding, like, you know, like...
So now we starting off wrong. So it would be better just be like, hey, time to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, grab your stuff, let's go. And if we have to escort you out, we'll escort you out. You know what I'm saying? But that's just how I feel.
I feel like maybe, I found a compromise. Just now, another light bulb.
Okay.
What if instead of the wedding, a tester to see how that actually would work would be the engagement party? So if they act up there, they fuck up, then okay, you're not coming to the wedding. So it's kind of like you still get to, you know, I still get to do my toast.
Mm-hmm. At the engagement party?
And you get to size somebody up. Win-win.
I can see that compromise. But yeah, that was a cool topic. I was like, damn, I really haven't talked about that one. So I'm glad we talked about this one. But yeah, I don't see my exes as friends or foes. I just see them as someone that I used to know. And if they ever decided, like, hey, I want to come to the wedding or something, I wouldn't be, like, against it fully. I'd be a little hesitant, you know what I'm saying? Because I haven't talked to them in so long, so I don't know what their true intentions are. But I would have since I knew them at some point in my life, I would have to take what the history and what that tells me. Like, what are you trying to do? I have to take the encryption, like, decryptonize what you're trying to do from your, you know, from your software programming in your brain. Are you trying to get in because you're trying to ruin something? Or are you trying to get in because you're trying to make amends to move on with yourself? You know what I'm saying? I think that's the only reason exes usually talk and stuff is like, either one is trying to infiltrate and destroy, or one is trying to make amends and build up a bridge again and go, hey, like, you know, just because we're broken up doesn't mean, I know I did you dirty, but I will at least want to say I'm sorry, you know, blah blah blah, you know, and at least have that bridge of somewhat of some type of communication. You know what I'm saying? But I think that's the only two reasons I can see exes trying to come back into their exes' lives. But other than that, I don't see any other reason. Do you?
No. I'm just envisioning it. Like, just me, like.
She's envisioning her toe in the toast. But yeah, that's the thing for me. But
wait, yeah. I feel like our next one, since we already brought this one up with, like, the wedding, like, the exes coming to the wedding, we should talk about, like our views on, like, what we would want for our wedding, like, or like what it means to, and you know what I mean, like a wedding episode,
right,
because a lot of people have, like, different, you know, some people want it extravagant, something, you know,
yeah,
means differently. It's like about the woman, or
some know. People think it's mostly about the guy. I can see that,
yeah.
But that's for the next episode, guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. I'm your host, Big Baby Steve. You've been listening to me and Kat do our thing. Oh, my bad. Babe, can I call you
no,
cat?
No, when you're talking to them, yeah, you can say cat, but you can't turn over.
Oh, when I'm talking in third person, I can say cat. When I'm talking directly, I can't say cat.
You can't turn over and break my heart.
Okay. I didn't mean to break it. All right, guys. We're out of here. Deuces.